John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. We are here on Tuesday. Yes, it is February 19th. Yes, it is the second day of the Spring Carathon, even if it doesn't feel like it out there. We had an okay day yesterday. We want to have a better day today, and we've got matching funds out there this morning. Gene and Diane Lafredo, $500 have been put up for this hour. So let's match it. Let's get it going. If there's one person out there listening that's able to give a $500 gift, that is 100% tax deductible, but also matched. So that $500 gift becomes $1,000. I want to get $2 a day gifts in this hour. So $2 a day gifts would be vital for us. So important. If you can call in at 223-1150, 223-1150, that is going to do it. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. He's coming up in just a few minutes. Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk here on Iowa Catholic Radio, is going to be coming up in a few minutes. Allie Aaliyah is going to be back on. She's a folk Americana singer, songwriter, and Catholic speaker. Allie has got, I think, one of the best voices out there. And I'm not just talking about Catholic music. I'm talking about just in general. Her voice is incredible. I think we might have a song of hers today that we'll play. But anyway, she has just done an incredible job. She's been on, I want to say, a year ago? I don't know. I want to say it's been about a year since she's been on, but nonetheless, she's been out there. Her ministry is really taking off. We'll have Allie Aaliyah coming up at 7:45 today. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Sewa. We will have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. And also, those that may be interested in the incorrupt heart of St. John Vianney, we'll have some details. That is making the tour of the United States. So we'll have John details of John Vianney's, yes, St. John Vianney's incorrupt heart coming up on the show today as well. All right, let's do it. It is the second day of our Spring Carathon. If you or someone you know, give them a call, can support Iowa Catholic Radio, we'd love to have your gift at right now at 223-1150. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's pray our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How's everything in DeWitt, Iowa, as you are outside the Mercy One studio this morning?
It froze a little bit overnight. You know, that sun was blazing yesterday in 20-degree weather, but nonetheless, it was out, and so it kind of melted a lot of snow, but it turned to ice overnight, so it's slow going here.
Yeah, well, it's going to get worse tonight because we're going to have snow covering up all that ice. That makes it even a lot better. So how's the parish mission turning out? Pretty good turnout there in DeWitt?
It's a great turnout. Yeah, second evening tonight was much bigger than the first night. Normally they grow a little bit, but this one really grew. So it was good. It was good to see everyone again. I was here a year ago, so some familiar faces around.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're out there in Hawkeye country. I'm glad to hear that people kind of will still come back and listen to a cyclone talk, and hats off to you for that.
I've seen some cyclone gear around here. Oh, yeah, not just Hawkeye gear, a lot of cyclone gear here.
I'm sure. You know, I heard a little bit of the carathon yesterday, bits and pieces of it throughout the day, and one of the folks said that they love listening to our banter when I'm giving you the business about your sports teams. Usually they're not doing very well, and That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, well, fun for you anyway, when the teams aren't doing well.
Well, yeah, that's
there is that was there the is whole one point, team John. We can't agree on, and that is the Chicago
Cubs.
And spring training is
the
out
Cubs,
there. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers have reported, and but they're not playing up here, John. They're down in Florida and in Arizona, not up here yet.
I know. Sooner or later. You know, and last year it was snowing at a couple times during the regular season. So hopefully we get that all out of the way right now.
Yeah, we just got to break this cycle. We've averaged 2 to almost 3 storms a week since the middle of January. And tonight we're having another one come through. This weekend looks like more rain, but we could see a little bit of ice before it transitions to snow on Saturday through Sunday. So we're getting about 2 a week right now, John, with these winter storms. And hopefully it'll clear off so when we get to March, this will all be melted.
I just don't remember a winter with this much snow in the last, I don't know, 10 years?
Yeah, it's been quite a bit. And this has all started after middle of January, because if you remember, it was a very brown Christmas. We didn't have snow on the ground during mm-hmm. Christmas. We had a couple inches, I think, around New Year's, but that all melted quickly. And then middle of January is when all this started. Now, after tonight's storm, which they're saying right now, 5 to 8 inches, that'll set the record, the all-time record for snow in Iowa. And we've done it just in a month and a half. So isn't that amazing?
Well, I told you our snowblower is down for the count right now. And Teresa called yesterday and said, you know, can we get it in? And he said, listen, well, you can get it in, but I've got 18 snowblowers in front of you. It's going to be about 2 weeks before you get it back. So Teresa said, we're getting up early and shoveling tomorrow morning.
Well, you could do the exercise part, or you can, obviously have your snowblower. That's too bad. You want that. And it looks like, right now they're saying 5 to 8 inches around central Iowa. That's the projection. We could see more. Hopefully you'll see less.
Yeah. Well, I'll be out there tomorrow about 5 a.m. shoveling it all away, and I'm ready to go. That's my workout. So I'm okay with it.
Okay. Well, you will be getting that. All right. Well, let's get right to it, as this weather is going to be in our news today. Right now from the Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwall. Currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies. There is some fog in the area. 1 below 0 is our temperature. Yes, the Deacon Tony, he's got all his bells and whistles there. Calm winds, though. That is the highlight, I guess, of the morning. And this fog will turn into cloudy skies throughout the day. Today's high is 20 degrees here in central Iowa. We'll have east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So the day looks pretty good. It's tonight where everything starts to change. Winter storm warning beginning at 6 o'clock tonight here in central Iowa. Snow likely beginning mainly after 8 o'clock here in central Iowa. Overnight low of 20 degrees. We could see snowfall totals 5 to 8 inches overnight, with up to 1 inch to 2 inches per hour during that time. Tomorrow, snow will be ending by 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. They're saying right now tomorrow's high 30 degrees on a Wednesday. And on Thursday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 27 degrees. And Friday, partly cloudy, dry, high of 31 degrees. Then a chance of rain and snow mix on Saturday. Saturday's high 37. And on Sunday, cloudy skies with a high of 31 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, another round of snow arriving late today and creating quite a mess for tomorrow morning's commute here in central Iowa, as a winter storm warning is in effect for central Iowa from 6 o'clock tonight until tomorrow at noon. Snow is expected to start around tonight, with the heaviest snow falling tomorrow morning. We could see 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour, as I mentioned earlier, overnight. The system should move out of central Iowa by late tomorrow morning, and you expect the snow totals to be in the 5 to 8 inch range here in central Iowa, which could affect school start times or even school closings. And transferring that over to tonight's game, Dowling girls on the road at Cedar Falls tonight for their postseason game, and that game may be moved up or could be postponed. We're going to have to wait and see. They'll have an announcement this morning about that. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And yesterday, there were no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled during President's Day. Tonight, men's college basketball, all three of the Big Four teams involved in action. The 7 7 o'clock games has number 24 Maryland at number 21 Iowa, and that'll be on the Big Ten Network televised at 7 o'clock. Missouri Valley Conference right here in Des Moines. Bradley is at Drake. That's a 7 o'clock tip off at the Knapp Center. And Big 12 action, Baylor at number 19 Iowa State, and that's an 8 o'clock tip off up at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. That'll be televised on ESPN2. Tonight in AHL hockey, Texas Stars are at the Iowa Wild. They'll face off at 7 o'clock tonight at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls regional basketball, the regional final tonight, as Dowling on the road at number 4 Cedar Falls. We are scheduled to go on the air at 6:45. Tip off at 7 o'clock from Cedar Falls High School. So join me and Steve DeVinny for the call on Iowa Catholic Radio. But if that time changes, we will announce that during our carathon today. So we'll have announcements there and also through social media. And Dowling boys now, they'll be involved in postseason play on Friday night, and they found out their opponent as last night Roosevelt defeated Ankeny 68-64 at the Ankeny Gym. So Roosevelt will be at Dowling this Friday night, and we'll have that on Iowa Catholic Radio at 7 o'clock from the Dowling Gym in the boys sub-state semifinals. Once again, from the Channel 13 Weather Desk, the meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently in Des Moines, cloudy skies, some fog in the area, 1 below 0 with calm winds. And today, we'll see cloudy skies with a high of 20 degrees, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A winter storm warning in effect tonight beginning at 6 o'clock with snow expected overnight, 5 to 8 inches by tomorrow morning. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Tuesday morning, John Leonetti Show, I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
I got word we had a great day yesterday, $6,000, which is really good for a Monday for us, friends, and that's not including matching funds, I've been told. So that is really, that is just really a good Monday yesterday. I'm excited about that. And, you know, today we got another day, another Tuesday here during our spring carathon that we can have an even better day. Let's double that. 223-1150. If you haven't given yet, now is the time to be able to call in at 223-1150. We've got $500 matching on the table right now. So $100 becomes $200. I'm looking for $2 a day gifts this hour if you're able to make it happen at 223-1150. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines, joins me. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
How long have you been with me here on the show?
Oh man, it's been years. Somebody said to me that they think at this point I might be your longest standing regular guest. I don't know if that's true, but I'll claim
you might actually be. Yeah, because you were before Deacon Dave, before Matt, before I'm gonna have to give you the title on this one for the longest standing weekly guest, Adam Story. We have a new champion of the world.
Tell you what, bring the trophy over whenever you're free.
Might have to. When I get it, I'll give it to you. I'm sure on that. Well, the longest standing guest, which means you've been through some carathons, man. And I know you listen to Iowa Catholic Radio. This is a big week for us, as you know, and the importance of it. You know, we talk about virtually nothing but asking for help. And, you know, there's no shame in it, man. I mean, that's what we do. We're in the business of begging.
Well, you know, what I like about the Carathon Week is it's a reminder that the radio station ministry, it really is, it's a community ministry. It's not just about the people who work at the radio station. It's not just about the volunteers. It's not just about the show hosts. This is really Central Iowa. This is the way that we reach out, that we can evangelize, that we can share the good news. And what's cool about this is every person who calls in, every person who has the internet has the opportunity to participate in that work. And that's what I like about it.
Yeah, and we get more and more people listening now that are listening from around outside of the state of Iowa on our app. They're listening on iowacatholicradio.com. There's so many different ways for you to be able to listen now, friends. And as Adam just said, this is not just a one person. Excuse me, a one-person show. This is a community effort, and it doesn't exist without you. And I say that, and I mean it. I mean, without you, and there have been other radio stations around the country that have gone out. They just have not been able to afford to stay on. Praise God, we don't have that problem, but we don't have the problem because of the generosity of so many of you. So first and foremost, thank you. 223-1150, if you can help us out right now, that number to call is 223-1150. You are the longest standing guest I've ever had on, and this is probably the shortest segment I've had you on, man, but I appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks, no problem.
We'll talk to you soon. That's Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Gene Wells coming up right after the break. And then Ali Aliyah is going to be coming on. I'm going to a break because I got something stuck in my throat. 223-1150. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thanks to Plaza Dental Group. The video on their website says it all. I've said this before. The line that does it for me is that they're not just making patients, they're making friends. And my dad's been a patient there a long time. I've been a patient there. My wife, of course, works there. And you know, it's true. You walk in and you just feel like you've been a part of the family for a long time. You don't just feel like you're a number or you're a patient. DMSmiles.com, that is DMSmiles.com. Big thanks to Dr. Stephanie Mohan, St. Francis of Assisi parishioner. I'm going to go get some water. DMSmiles.com.
Rock Valley Physical Therapy, dedicated to your health and well-being. Serving patient needs to making better lives, we have outstanding outpatient physical therapy, occupational hand therapy, and sports medicine rehabilitation. Rock Valley offers unprecedented one-on-one care. With 7 convenient locations in the Des Moines metro to the southwest Iowa area, we serve the entire diocese. For more information, rockvalleypt.com or 515-221-1621. Rock Valley Physical Therapy, making better lives.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Hi, this is Marty McDonald with McDonald Imaging Solutions. It's been my joy to support Iowa Catholic Radio's new event tents and the Pope on a Stick fan used at the Iowa State Fair. McDonald Imaging Solutions, building brands, attracting new customers. McDonaldImagingSolutions.com.
Live inside of the, outside of the Mercy One studios. Yes, outside here in DeWitt, third evening of the parish mission tonight. Second evening went really well last night, and then I'll be driving home afterwards because I hear I'm probably not going to make it home tomorrow morning. So I'll be driving home later tonight and live, God willing, in the Mercy One studio tomorrow morning. It is our spring carathon, friends. The number to call, if you have not called in your gift yet, we want to get every listener to call in a gift at 223-1150. Every single listener, if you have never given to the radio station before, this is the year. This is the time. We ask you to call in. It doesn't matter what amount. I don't care if you give, you know, $20 or if you give $2,000, whatever you're able to give. Whatever you're able to give, and you know that, you and your family know that, 223-1150, give us a call if you can right now. $500 matching on the table, by the way, which becomes $1,000. So every dollar given up until $500 right now, this hour, is matched. I'm going to get a dollar a day gift on there. If you are able to give a dollar a day, give us a call right now at 223-1150. 1150, and that becomes $2 a day. I believe we got Gene Wells in studio. Hello, Gene.
Good morning. Good morning.
What a day yesterday. $6,000. That's a big day for Monday.
That is a wonderful day for Monday. And, you know, a lot of times folks are like, oh, yeah, that carathon thing is happening this week. Oh, I need to call in. Oh, I'll do that. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that later this week. And, So
Monday and Tuesday are we always say it. Sometimes that's one of the most difficult days, but a $6,000 day is a good jump start for us.
John,
go ahead.
No, we don't want to say that. Monday and Tuesday are fabulous days.
Well, hopefully they are now.
That's right.
It was yesterday, which is a good thing.
That's right.
But we don't want people to wait. Don't wait till Thursday and Friday. Give us a call now if you can help us out with your tax deductible gift at 223-1150. What do we got coming up today?
Well, today, the Christ the King team will be on from 8 to 9. So, Father PJ McManus, Deacon Tony Valdez, and I don't know who else they're bringing from Christ the King. They are such a wonderful group of folks down there. I just love them. Deacon Tony just gave me the cheer sign over there. Then this afternoon, I have two of our seminarians joining us from 4 to 5, so a seminarian team, Deacon Mark McGarry and Jake Epstein. And, you know, Deacon Mark has in particular talked about how a Catholic radio helped him in his journey to discern going into seminary. So their faith journey stories are so important. And then we have one of our powerhouse teams. Well, I think they're all powerhouse teams. Sacred Heart is joining us from 5 to 6. Brian Bavard, Tom Wilson. I don't know. Does he have anything to do with Dowling? I'm wondering. Dr. John Campbell.
That's a big hour for us. You know, Sacred Heart, they are competitive, to say the least.
They come
bearing gifts.
And Tony Strawhacker, that makes up their team. And speaking of competitive, you know, Brian wanted to know, you know, where they've been, how close to the top, being the top team. And, you know, sometimes they've been the top team. Sometimes it's been St. Francis. You know, it just depends. But the top team this year wins $300 worth of gift cards to either Tamia and Sons or Mamma Mia restaurant to give to their pastor. Second place team receives $200 in gift cards. Third place team, $100. And the fourth place team, $50 in gift cards. So, you know, I'm saying if you come in fourth, that's great. And your pastor will really enjoy a dinner by himself. But if you get the $300, he might just take you as the team.
Yeah, might take the entire team out.
That's right.
And we do these teams, friends, you know, number one, because we're all a team here at Iowa Catholic Radio.
Right.
And, you know, we're raising this money together. But two, it's just been a fun way over the last few years for us to be able to bring in different parishes and, you know, different organizations and different ministries to highlight, A, what it is that they're doing. Because, as, you know, Adam said in the first segment, this is a community, you know, effort. This is not just one person or two people that are doing this. This is every single one of us. And we get to highlight you, and we know that you give back. So if you're able to call in right now, we ask that you do at 223-1150, 223-1150. You're going to be on today from 10 to 11. For Straight Talk.
Yes.
I assume it's going to be all about the carathon.
Well, it is all about the carathon. And I'm having Brian Sweeney join us. He is the director of finance and operations here for the Diocese of, for Iowa Catholic Radio. And, you know, so I want people to know, you know, we're asking for money. Well, here's the guy that manages our money, but he's doing it out of a part of his faith journey. You know, that the people that work here are committed to the teachings, committed to our Lord, and they're doing it because of the love of Jesus. And so to be able to share those messages of the people that work here, as well as the details of why it costs $1 million a year to operate a radio station. You know, where does your money go? You know,
and
I want to
no
get down.
There's no one more honest and more organized that will be able to tell you that than Brian. He is a man that really makes sure everything, all the T's are dotted. Is that the way it works? T's are dotted. No, T's are crossed and I's are dotted.
I's are dotted. And all those ducks.
But he does a good job with it.
You know the ducks, right, John?
Yes.
They're in a row.
Exactly. They're all in a row. Well, he's got them all in a row for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Keeps us all organized. So he'll be coming up at 10 o'clock today. Friends, if you...
If you have been moved by this radio station, if this radio station has helped you in some small way, you know, and you know, there have been conversions that have taken place for people listening to this station. There have been vocations people mm-hmm. have found in listening to this station. Whatever the case, even if it's maybe you're not one of those that
Thank
converted
that
to
call.
Catholicism, or all of a sudden you became a priest because of Iowa Catholic Radio, but maybe, just maybe, this has helped you in a small way. Just get through the day, or it's helped you maybe when you've been going through a difficult time. Would you help us out and keep this radio station going so we can be that support for others mm-hmm. at 223-1150? We've got one mission and one mission only, friends, and that is to teach, defend, and evangelize our Catholic faith. That's what we're all about here at Iowa Catholic Radio. It's bringing the light of Christ Jesus into your heart, into mm-hmm. your home, into your family, into your workplace, wherever it is. And you can help us out in that, but we can't do it without you. So give us a call if you can at 223-1150. I know we've got matching dollars. I don't yes. know where we're sitting with that right now, but I'm sure Jeannie will come on in the second half hour and give us a little update.
Well, I do have two thank yous to give. These came in late last night after we had closed up shop. So this will go towards our matching funds from Jean and Diane Lafredo. They're $500 in matching funds. So both of these go towards the St. Thomas Aquinas team. Carol Sarig, whose brother-in-law was on our team last night, a $50 gift became $100. And Kay Thomas, a good friend of mine, and Jackie Ward, who lines up our volunteers and a friend of everybody at St. Thomas, another $50. So those two phone calls, $100, became matched by Jean and Diane Lafredo, $200 right there. So
that brings us down to about $400 left at 223-1150. Let's wipe it off. I want to get $2 a day gifts. So if you haven't given yet, if you're able to give a dollar a day, I want you to call in right now at 223-1150. Just tell the volunteer that's answering the phones, hey, I can give a dollar a day at 223-1150, and that becomes doubled. So that becomes $2 a day, friends. That's a big gift. 223-1150. Let's get $2 a day gifts.
Two friends.
This hour. That's it. All right, Gene, we'll talk to you in the second half hour.
God bless.
Thanks for coming on. Allie Aaliyah coming up at 7:45 today as well. She is a folk Americana singer, songwriter, and Catholic speaker. She's been on the show before. I'm going to check during the break, but I want to say we have a song of hers that we'll play a little bit for you today. She's got an incredible voice. Allie Aaliyah at 7:45. All right, more on the Spring Carathon outside of the Mercy One studio here on this Tuesday, February 19th. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thanks to Dean Bell. Big Dean, of course, you know, and I do say big because I've got to guard him down low, and he just moves that elbow right around me and puts that layup right in for noon ball. Dean is an incredible guy, a man that, he's not even Catholic. I've said that before. He's a guy that has never put his name behind anything. And I've been playing ball with Dean now for about a couple years, and he said, I want to support your radio station. I mean, that's literally what he said to me. He said, I want to give back. He's a Christian man. He's a man that is a very faith-filled man. And he said, I want to help Iowa Catholic Radio. The only thing he's ever put his name behind is this show and Iowa Catholic Radio giving to us and just helping us. And I truly appreciate that. 963-4494. We at Iowa Catholic Radio are so appreciative of Dean Bell. Residential re-roofs and light commercial jobs. Yes, residential re-roofs. He did my roof on the home. It's perfect. 963-4494.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" the gospel of the Lord. As the disciples struggle to grasp the meaning of the two occasions of Jesus' multiplication of the loaves, Jesus clearly continues to be frustrated with them. But instead of giving up on them, he challenges them to think about what's keeping them from understanding by asking further introspective questions. It may be tempting to give up on someone else or even ourselves when understanding is lacking, but if we truly aim to imitate Jesus, that means having patience with others and sometimes even ourselves.
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
In the Heartland with Bishop Pates.
Pope Francis, of course, is very, very concerned about the environment and the future of us here on Earth. And as I move around with our young people and kids, they're interested in this. And they've already, I think, caught the fire. The young people see this up there. They ask the questions. They see the benefit. And they're really wanting to make a difference.
Ah, the Midwest, the heart of America. Tune in Friday mornings at 9 for In the Heartland with Bishop Pates and Kelly Mesher Collins.
R&R Realty is showing others the work of Jesus Christ through live and local programs like In the Heartland with Bishop Pates, only on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Anonymous dollar a day gift that just came in, 223-1150. We'll get some more matching dollars up. Gene will text me those names, I have a feeling, at 223-1150, 223-1150, if you can give us a call. Awesome. I think we've got $35 left. If someone can call in at 223-1150 with a $35 gift, that becomes doubled to $70. 223-1150 if you can help us out. But thank you, Anonymous. That's one of our $2 a day gifts we need this hour. We need one more dollar a day gift at 223-1150 to hit our goal. Let's make it happen. 223-1150. Deacon Tony Valdez's prayer morning offering.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Day two of the spring carathon. Did anybody look outside? And what reminds you of spring when you look outside this morning?
Pretty much just the word. That's about it. But I'll be driving back tonight, so I'll be there early tomorrow because I know we've got spring weather coming in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's right, spring weather. Now, you be careful, too. We'll be coming back from Cedar Falls if the game is still on. We're going to find out here in a few hours. But what time's your parish mission get over with tonight?
I'd probably be on the road about 7:45, so I'll be able to get home. I want to say 10:30, so it's not going to be too bad.
Yeah, you'll be coming through a little bit of that stuff, but the later you wait, the more you're going to run into, so just be mindful mm-hmm. of that. And we'll be doing the same. Mr. DeVinny and I will be driving back from Cedar Falls, hopefully. Okay, otherwise I may be on the road. I might be delivering tomorrow's report from some ditch up there by Story City. Who knows?
Well, I hope not. I was talking to the front desk guy here this morning when I was eating some breakfast, and I said, what are they saying about the snow up here? And he said, well, we're supposed to get snow from anywhere from 1 to 8 inches. And I thought, well, there's quite the vast.
I think they're covering their bases, John.
Yeah, I think so, too. Anywhere between 1 to 8 inches. Okay.
That narrows it down. That narrows it down.
Anywhere between 0 and 15 inches of snow is what we're going to get tonight.
Exactly. And we're going to stick to that, too.
That's
all
it.
All right. Well, we'll see how what happens, and we'll hopefully be talking to each other tomorrow as we both travel back from our destinations. And so this is the final night of your parish mission in DeWitt, is that correct?
Tonight is the final night, yes. And then leave Friday and go to Austin, Texas for their men's conference. 1,200 men are going to be there. It's completely sold out. I am pumped.
Well, you should be. What a weekend that'll be down in good old the heart of Texas. And have you been there before?
I have not. Well, I've been to Austin. It's my second favorite city to Des Moines. But so I've been to Austin, and then not for their men's conference. And then I'll be flying in on Sunday to Virginia Beach to give their parish mission another repeat from last year. So it'll be good.
All right. Hey, they're still having you back. That's what's amazing. I hats off to you. They keep having you back.
I don't understand them.
They're good people. All right, let's get right to it from the Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwall. Currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies. There is some fog in the area if you're out there outside the Des Moines area in the rural areas. 1 below 0 is our temperature with calm winds. And today that fog will be lifting. We'll have cloudy skies throughout the day, a high of 20 degrees with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. So that daylight part of today will be just fine. It's tonight. We have a winter storm warning beginning at 6 o'clock tonight, lasting through noon tomorrow. Snow likely beginning mainly after 8 o'clock here in central Iowa, overnight low of 20 degrees. And by tomorrow morning, we could see snow totals anywhere from 5 to 8 inches. Snow should be ending by about 10 o'clock on Wednesday, a high of 30 degrees for tomorrow. And on Thursday, partly cloudy, a high of 27 degrees. And on Friday, partly cloudy, a high of 31 degrees. And Saturday, a chance of rain, a rain-snow mix, a high of 37 degrees, and Sunday cloudy skies with a high of 31 degrees. So that's a look at your extended forecast the rest of this week. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, well, another round of snow is arriving late today and creating quite a mess for tomorrow's morning commute. A winter storm warning is in effect for central Iowa from 6 o'clock tonight until tomorrow. Snow is expected to start tonight with the heaviest snow falling early tomorrow morning. We could see 1 to 2 inches of snow per hour overnight. The system should move out of central Iowa by late tomorrow morning. Expect the snow totals to be in the 5 to 8 inch range category in central Iowa by tomorrow, which could affect school start times or even school closings tomorrow morning. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Yesterday, there were no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Tonight, it's men's basketball, and three of the Big Four teams in the state of Iowa will be in action. The 7 o'clock games has, in the Big Ten, number 24 Maryland at number 21 Iowa, and that'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off on the Big Ten Network from Iowa City. In Missouri Valley Conference play right here in Des Moines, Bradley is at the Drake Bulldogs, 7 o'clock tip-off from the Knapp Center in Des Moines. And the 8 o'clock game has number 19 Iowa State hosting Baylor, and they'll tip off at 8 o'clock from Ames, and that'll be televised tonight on ESPN2. Tonight in AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild will be hosting Texas. That gets underway at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. And tonight, right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, the Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar for today is high school girls regional final basketball here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Scheduled start time is 6:45 with our pregame 7 o'clock tip-off. Dowling on the road at Cedar Falls. Cedar Falls Tigers ranked number 4 with a record of 19-1, and they've won 9 in a row, and Dowling will have a chance to knock them off. The winner of this game tonight will go to the girls state tournament, which begins Monday here in Des Moines. So tune in tonight, and with that game time and start time changes, we'll let you know throughout the day during our carathon here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And on Friday night, the Dowling boys will be in action with their postseason as Roosevelt will be their opponent. Roosevelt last night knocking off Ankeny 68-64. So the Roosevelt boys take on Dowling, and our pregame will get underway Friday night at 6:45 from the Dowling gym, tipping off at 7 o'clock. Dowling and Roosevelt in boys sub-state semifinal basketball. And once again, from the Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwall, currently in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies, some fog in the area, 1 below 0 with calm winds. And today, the fog will be lifting, cloudy skies throughout the day, a high of 20 degrees with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And a reminder, a winter storm warning in effect tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock, lasting through noon tomorrow. Snowfall totals, once again, 5 to 8 inches predicted by this time tomorrow. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
We got a $200 gift that just came in. Another anonymous came in at $200, which became $400, and that is good. We're down to $800 of our $1,000 match. It just got put up right now. $1,000 at Kennebec. Yes, that is Donna and Leon Kennebec have put up $1,000. That now, with that $200 gift, has been brought down to $800. Let's wipe that off the table. We've got 41 minutes to do it. What do you say we get a few dollar a day gifts in right now? I'm still looking for our second dollar a day gift this hour at 223-1150. Can you give a dollar a day? Have you given yet? If you haven't given yet, give us a call right now at 515-223-1150 and help us out. That dollar a day gift is by far, I think, our most popular gift. We would love to have you come aboard with it. Live outside of the Mercy One studio, let's go to your Saint of the Day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The saint's burial place became a sacred shrine while his life set the hearts of believers on fire. Saint Conrad of Piacenza today was a wealthy nobleman in northern Italy. One day while hunting, Conrad lit a fire to flush his prey into the open. The fire caught and destroyed a large amount of land, though. Conrad fled, and authorities arrested a peasant man and had him beaten and sentenced to death. Overcome with guilt, Conrad came forward and admitted to having started the fire. It saved the man's life. Conrad joined a group of hermits and left northern Italy for Sicily. His fame as a holy man spread, and pilgrims flocked to him to ask for his intercession. He spent long periods of time kneeling and staring at a crucifix. It was in this position that he was found after he had passed away. We ask today St. Conrad of Piacenza to pray for us. And a big thanks to Deacon Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. He underwrites our Saint of the Day every weekday morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we can't thank him enough for it. Been in practice for over 30 years, 515-223-1776. That's 515-223-1776. Give us a call now if you can, friends, at 223-1150. We'd love to have you come aboard. If you've never given to this radio station, now is the time. 223-1150. Looking for our second dollar a day gift. I think we brought in so far over $565. 223-1150. Let's make that 1,000. I think we can get there. 223-1150. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, Ali Aliyah is going to be coming back on, and we have a song by her as well. Her voice is incredible. You don't want to miss this. John Linetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So they were just out to my home the other day. And, you know, one of the things I really like about them is they remind you a couple times before they're coming out, you know, because I forget. And honestly, it's just not something that I put in my calendar. So they tell you when they're going to come out. Then they give you the call beforehand, about 30 minutes for another reminder. And then afterwards, they give you a call to say, hey, how do you like it? Everything work out okay? So, I mean, customer service is a big thing for them. You get a rate, review, all of it. And they've got a ton of five-star reviews. GoldenRulePHC.com. They underwrite this show. Really appreciate it. GoldenRulePHC.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, February 19th. I'm Kelly Metra Collins. If you're looking for a mission trip this summer but don't want to go too far from home, then we've got a program for you. The Diocese is launching Prayer in Action, a summer mission trip for high school and college students. Travel to a community in our diocese where there is need and provide service for the needy. Then spend the evenings reflecting on what you've learned, what you saw, and how you may grow as a result. Contact Justin White at the Diocese for this one-week mission trip this summer. The Catholic Cultural Lecture Series continues Saturday night at St. Augustine Parish Hall. Andy Milam, coordinator of the Grotto of the Redemption at West Bend, will speak on shrines and why they're part of the Catholic faith. Social hour begins at 7 o'clock with the presentation starting at 7:30. The Iowa Catholic Men's Conference is coming up next month. Get your tickets to hear dynamic speakers like Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, Deacon Tom Bradley, and Deacon Randy Keel. You can get your tickets at iowacatholicmensconference.org. That's Iowa Catholic Men's Conference. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins.
Hey friends, John Leonetti here. Big thanks to R&R Realty Group for underwriting my show and for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
R&R Realty Group Sierra Point Apartments are located in West Des Moines. Think granite tops, oversized windows, 24-hour health center, and heated underground parking. R&R Realty Group is locally owned by a Catholic family, a great blessing to Iowa Catholic Radio. RRRealty.com. That's RRRealty.com.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, providing commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. 515-222-4860. Joe@tworiversglass.com.
Think you can't afford to send your kids to Catholic school? Well, think again. Now more families than ever qualify for tuition assistance from the Catholic Tuition Organization. In fact, a family of four with household income less than $103,000 now qualifies. And it's easy to apply. Find out more at ctoiowa.org or 515-237-5010. What's our bottom line at CTO? It's for the kids and their future.
Thanks for joining me, John Linetti, in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. Blessman International underwrites this show, and thank you to them. Doc, he's been on the show a couple times now. They are doing such incredible work down there in South Africa. And, I'm going to be going August 1st to the 13th. And so we're going to, it's still in the works. We're still putting everything together. And after our carathon, we will unveil to you, the ways, and hows of the trip. We'd love to have you come aboard. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you. Most importantly, for what you do here for Iowa Catholic Radio. We really appreciate you. BlessmanInternational.org. 223-1150 is the number to call. It is Carathon Week. It's a big, big week for us. We're looking for one more dollar a day, and we hit our goal for the hour. One more dollar a day. If you can call in at 223-1150, if you haven't given to this station, if this station means something to you, and if you're listening to it, it probably means something to you, give us a call right now and help us out. Whatever gift you're able to give, $50, $100, all of it gets doubled right now, up to $800 that we have left for this hour. 223-1150, 223-1150. Let's go to our last guest of the day, a folk Americana singer, songwriter, and Catholic speaker. Welcome back, Allie Aaliyah.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming on, Allie. Well, I've gotten to know your mom really well when I spoke there a number of years ago, and she's your manager, right?
Yeah, she's great. She does all the logistics for me.
She is pretty cool. I have said before, I think you have one of the best voices out there. And I'm not just talking about Catholic music. Your voice is incredible. I know we're going to listen to a little song of yours as well. But your ministry is really taken off here. So, I think it's been a little while since you've been on. But what is a day in the life of Allie Aaliyah look like now?
It kind of varies. It just depends on what kind of events are coming up for me to play at. But on days that I don't have an event, it's a lot of answering emails and songwriting and prepping for the upcoming gigs and things.
And when was the moment when you kind of quit your full-time job for this?
A couple of years ago. So I did the Camino de Santiago in Spain. And just before then, I had been feeling like the Lord was calling me to full-time ministry. So that was kind of my landmark, just kind of surrendering the whole thing over to him and just starting from that, that freeing experience.
Scary?
It was a little bit scary, but not so much in the sense of just I really did trust that the Lord was taking me on this next step. So, it just seemed like the right thing to do,
Yeah. You are going to be releasing a new single. Is that right? For your record label coming up?
Yeah. We're really excited about that.
What's the song?
The song is called Waltz of a Traitor, and it was inspired by kind of my conversion, and it really speaks to how we have this opposition in our hearts. We desire the good, the true, and the beautiful, but often we're tempted to settle for something much less. And so the Waltz of the Traitor expresses this realization that we've been serving the enemy, but when we encounter the captivating love of the true king, we're just mesmerized and swept up in this love that's way too great to deny, and we're filled with this desire to serve him instead. But that can come with an interior battle because the evil one doesn't want to let us go too easily, right? So that's mm-hmm. just something that the Lord has spoken in my heart of just like this truth in my own life, but also in the lives of so many people because his power is made perfect in our weakness and he still chooses us even in our weakness.
I know the Holy Land is a very special place to you, and you were there mm-hmm. in 2018. You're going to be going again in 2020. Before we play your song, I want to give our listeners a chance. You're actually giving away a free trip for 2020.
Yeah. I'm so excited. So I was able to give away a pilgrimage this past May to a woman named Becky Micka from Ashland, Wisconsin. And this all kind of came about just because in 2012, I went there with my dad on my first pilgrimage with Father Mike Schmitz and Jeff Cavins. And it just changed my life. And I really believe that that's where the Lord gave me this gift of being able to minister through music. So I'm so excited to do the giveaway again. For the dates are June 1 through 12, 2020. And Jeff is calling this the 2020 Vision Pilgrimage because it's going to be a little bit different and exciting compared to his other ones. He wants to have us like camp under the stars with the Bedouins and concerts by myself and two other artists all over the Holy Land. So it's going to be really awesome.
Nice. So how do people sign up for the free trip or put their name in?
Yeah, so the details are on my website, but basically entails being involved in a booking for my band for a concert or a worship event. All the details are on my website, but even just, you know, normal people can participate if they encourage their churches to bring us in. So
what's your website?
I can say my website. It's www.ally-aleiga.com, and you can click the banner at the top for more information.
There you have it, Ali Aliyah. We got a song, Race Along, for you here. I know it's your most radio-friendly tune. Thanks for coming on, Ali. God bless
you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
And here she is, Race Along by Ali Aliyah.
To break this habit to be guiled, I feel a spirit rushing, strengthening my bones with every mile. Simply spoken, it's a baptismal washing. Although sweat mars my vision, I'll stick to the course. I will run towards the goal. I'll press on, I will claim my only prize. I'll press on to the shore. A godly passion, all that is true. Upward call. I will rise.
Good stuff. I love it. I love her voice. So, Alleyghigha, Alleyghigha.com is where you can go. Just Google it, and it'll come up. But that song, Race Along, she's got a ton of music out there and good Catholic music. I love it. What a voice. 223-1150. Yes, you are never going to tire. I hope not, at least, of hearing that number and calling in, because we need your help. Just like we come to you a couple times a year. Now is the time. If you haven't donated yet to our spring carathon, here we are. We're here. May not feel like it outside, but inside, we're here at the spring carathon. 223-1150. Thank you to all of those that called in this hour. We really appreciate it. We'll be coming to you live next hour as well. Gene Wells will be hosting that hour. I'll be back inside of the Mercy One studio tomorrow. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us and bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti. Friends, be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. Living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.